Well, we brought you a story a while back, and it's actually a story that you might have caught on the national evening television news. NBC broke the story, and they had quite a bit of coverage about it, with the idea of this playground mulch that they're using, made from ground-up tires, and they were discovering a lot of instances of cancer and trying to get to the bottom of the issue, and does this playground mulch made of ground-up tires cause cancer in folks? Well, here in Duluth, a group of parents are concerned about it. They want to make sure that whatever the science turns out to be, that there isn't a causation, obviously, and that their kids are going to be safe. Aaron Crowell joins us this morning. He's with Duluth Parents for Healthy Playgrounds, and he joins us this morning to talk about where we are with the issue now. Hey, Aaron, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So where are we now with this idea? There are a group of 10 Duluth schools, and they need to raise some money to get new wood mulch for the playgrounds instead of the tire mulch. So there are, what, 10 schools, or how many schools are in the district now that are using the tire mulch?
That's correct. There are 10 schools, 8 elementary schools, and 2 middle schools. And many of the parents who have been concerned about having this shredded tire mulch removed and replaced with wood fiber. We're all very grateful, actually. The Duluth School Board has now voted unanimously twice, two different points, to pursue this kind of change. And we're right now at the point in the process where the district is putting together, seeking bids, and there'll be in the coming months time for companies to bid on doing this renovation project. But again, nothing is a done deal until everything gets approved by the school board, and they still have to decide whether everything gets done in one summer or gets spread out in several summers. So to kind of answer your question, well, a bunch of us have gotten involved in saying, well, we know budgets can be tight with school districts, so whatever we can do to help encourage parents and others to pitch in, that's one thing that we're doing to try and help out.
Now, I would imagine, I'm trying to think about, your average size playground, and some are big and some are small, and it seems like it really wouldn't be that difficult for a group of dedicated parents to get together with shovels and start shoveling out all of the tire mulch. But, of course, if you're going to replace it with wood mulch, that's got to come from someplace, and somebody's got to pay for that. So is that is the expense right now the labor of having somebody come in and replace it? Or is it just, for example, the cost of the mulch itself?
Well, the biggest challenge with the cost is actually that playgrounds, it's about fall safety, fall protection. That's what this loose surface is on there for, and because nobody wants head injuries, right? So you've got to meet certain standards with fall protection. And unfortunately, a number of playgrounds were designed for this shredded tire mulch, which you only need 6 inches of it. And since you need 12 inches of wood fiber, there's going to probably have to be some excavation. So some of the large amounts of the estimated project cost has to do with some of the excavation and maybe readjusting playground equipment.
Got it.
But we were trying to hopefully encourage those who want to see the tire mulch go, just focus on the portion of that cost just to get rid of that stuff and remove it. Maybe we can help a little bit with that.
Well, the people who are always posting things on social media about how I didn't do this and I didn't do that and I grew up just fine, I suppose those people are saying, well, just blacktop the playground because we had blacktop playgrounds and we fell off and hit our heads and broke our arms. And that's the way, if it was good enough for us, by golly, it ought to be good enough for kids these days.
Oh, I laugh, and I've heard that a number of times, but it is really important to remember that head injuries in young children and other injuries like that are nothing to mess about, I'm sure. I like to bring up, we probably don't remember the kids who got seriously injured with some of those kind of falls, and it is really good that we have these kind of standards for fall protection now and want to make sure to meet those standards. It is also important, as you were talking about the reasons that parents had gotten concerned about the tire mulch, to realize that, this is really talking about a precautionary standpoint. We're talking about our you know, the youngest kids out there, who they don't just run around on it, they bury themselves in it. And they're putting it in their mouths and playing all sorts of games. And it's you know, it's crystal clear that reducing young children's exposure to various toxic chemicals is a good thing in life overall, reduce their exposure. And this is one product that they just don't need to be on. It was kind of an ill-conceived idea to put this on playgrounds for young kids anyway.
Well, in the sense that, you know, I think part of what we're talking about here is the idea that when we know better, we do better. Because blacktop seemed to make a lot of sense. Maybe it was a better alternative than gravel. And then we learn better. And before there was, you know, before there was concern and people started to see causality between the tire mulch, it was, hey, look, we're recycling. So from that standpoint, that was a good idea until we learned, not such a good idea. Here in Duluth, I would imagine that in the Northland we have easy and ready access to wood mulch. So once we get everything in place, that seems like a wonderful idea. So what are you asking the public or concerned parents to do, Aaron? Do you want them to get in touch with the school board, or should they get in touch with your organization and say, hey, I'd like to help in whatever way I can?
Well, both. I would say first and foremost, please contact the school board. You can email schoolboard@isd709 to email all the members and thank them for getting involved in the issue. I mean, this has been a unanimous vote both times. We're very thankful for that, that the school district is moving forward. Second of all, Duluth Parents for Healthy Playground, we're on Facebook, and that is probably the quickest way to then find a link to, if you want to contribute directly to online donation. Again, Duluth Parents for Healthy Playgrounds on Facebook. And then just a couple dates to keep in mind. One of those Chipotle fundraisers on Tuesday, February 28th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Chipotle up at the mall. If you go in there and say Healthy Playgrounds, 50% of the proceeds is going to go towards this project. And then Saturday, April 22nd, there's some parents putting together a family-friendly event fundraiser at Skyline Bowling downtown in the late afternoon. So there'll be more on our Facebook page about that event.
But and we'll get a link set up, Aaron, so it'll be easy for folks to find, and they can check it out for additional information. Thanks so much for taking some time for us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Aaron Crowell, our guest this morning. He's a member of the Duluth Parents for Healthy Playgrounds.